Nico Dekker joins us. He is the CEO of Cape Town Film Studios. And of course, we know how important the international markets, seeking out a great local location, brilliant crew, excellent expertise. We know how powerful that is for so many people who, on a seasonal basis in particular, get to take advantage of that demand. Nico, welcome to Breakfast Broadcast, and thank you so much for giving us your time.
Good morning, Rifuwa.
I'm excited to talk a little bit about the outlook for the international demand that we may see here in Cape Town. But let's kick off first and foremost with looking back over the last 18 months. How have they been for Cape Town Film Studios and for your clients in general?
We are very fortunate, you know, we are, as you said, you know, in your wide lens, we are operating... we are operating in a slightly different sphere, but of course we've been extremely heavily hit by the fact that the boundaries were closed. People couldn't fly in and couldn't, of course, enter the country. So initially it looked a little bit different, but due to the extremely high demand for Cape Town Film Studios, maybe just to mention for the listeners, we are of course the only custom built high-tech film studio in Africa, and say around about 10 and a half years old in full operation. And we've built a certain reputation with incredible clients, mostly from Los Angeles. And they were so eager that they said, fine, let's see how the situation develops. And as soon as our country opened up again for visitors, we were able to start working under very stringent, you know, COVID protective conditions to work again. So since I would say June, July, we have carefully opened. We employed enormous, re-engineered, for instance, all our air cons and fresh air systems so that no COVID can be sucked into, so to speak, into where you work. Installed facial and body temperature systems, etc. And people work in pods. You know, if you work in an area, you are not allowed to go to if you are 20 people working, for instance, at Cape Talk, you're not allowed to move from your building to the next one.
Right.
And that seemed to work. So at the moment, in spite of COVID and in spite of our so-called mutant status, that also sounds like a sci-fi movie. People always talk about, hey, the mutants, be careful of those mutants. But
yes.
People are still... we are still fully booked. At this stage, it looks almost as if this year could be the biggest year in the history of the studio.
Wow.
And the reason is they're streamers, you know, the silent
yes.
revolution, as we all know from the Netflixes.
Yes, and the content
and
wars.
The content wars. It is so massive. You know, just to mention, Netflix is spending this year $19 billion on content.
Yeah.
So the traditional guys, you know, the traditional Hollywood big studios are trying to catch up almost with the new teams. Amazon, of course, announced recently they are doing the new Lord of the Rings series and yes. spending, you won't believe it, $460 million on 8 or 10 episodes. So that is unheard of. That is unthinkable. But on
sure.
our case, back to South Africa,
yes.
the studio somehow built a kind of reputation and people love to come here. So at the moment we are dealing with 4 international productions, all from Los Angeles, of which all of them are basically from streamers like HBO Max and Netflix.
Sure. I mean, I do think that those are the big studios of the 20s that is going to be the streamers of these 20s. And award season seems to confirm it as well. I don't know. I'm not getting a strong sense from the others, for example, like Netflix, who have a specific Africa strategy that they'd like to create African content. But in your case, that doesn't matter, right? Because they can be creating, you know, standard global content. The point is they try to get the best place to shoot at a particular kind of price and with people that they know well.
Absolutely. But just regarding Africa strategy, you know, Netflix is very interesting. They've appointed their heads of Africa coming from Kenya and Nigeria and making it very clear that they are orientated. They are clearly focused on Africa to develop Africa for themselves as a great market in a partnership, different from traditional Hollywood, you know, different from traditional Hollywood. Of course, at this stage, you know, the Africa style productions are smaller, low budget, whereas the, let's say, LA based productions are massive, you know, from Netflix. But I think after having met these people over the last 2 to 3 years intensively, there's no question for me that they are ahead of the pack regarding Africa as well, and as our future partners, also for content development. The reason is that they've actually diversified. They've created different offices just to deal with arguments in Africa, and they are very respectful. You know, they are allowing us to make films in our own languages, with our own kind of style. They are just testing the waters at this stage, but I think that is where Netflix have as also their diversification is also scaring Hollywood. You know, normally Hollywood they would see a nice movie from South Africa and say, okay, we'll make an American version. But Netflix is not taking that route, at all.
And I mean, what's really great about Netflix as well is, you know, as you rightly say about the diversity, they have an understanding on what a person wants to consume. So if I'm going to make something for your market, your people will tell me, you will tell me what you want to consume. I want you to click at the end of the day. They've proven themselves with their Korean slate. I think, Amazon is proving themselves with their Indian content, actually. Interestingly enough, and I look forward to the other streamers catching up. But with respect to Cape Town Studios, I mean, we're out of time, Nico, unfortunately, but just, you know, in summation about the future for you, the next 24 months, you said 4 big projects, international productions, as you say, all on the streamers. Is this something that you think your team is efficient enough to handle as it is? Is it something that you think is job creation positive?
Extremely. If you would come to Cape Town Film Studios, you're welcome, by the way. No visitors are allowed, but you're very welcome to visit and I'll organize something.
Yes, please, I will.
But there's more. If you go there today, there are more than 2,000 people working at Cape Town Film Studios. I would say 90% of those are from previously disadvantaged backgrounds, from Khayelitsha, Makassar, Blue Downs, Eerste Rivier. So it is fantastic to see. And regarding capacity, we are, of course, fully booked. And just to give you an idea, in a waiting list, we've got companies like Marvel and other major companies that can't get in because we haven't got space. So we are very fortunate. And I think it is proven, the studio has proven itself to be a catalyst for change and for transformation. I've been fortunate to be head of design, building, and management of the studio in the last 13 years, and of course, 10 and a half years of operation. And that was our goal. Our goal was to create a studio that is driven by African South Africans. And I think we are very proud to see what has happened.
Many thanks. Nico Dekker, CEO of Cape Town Studios.